BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's all about transfer deadline day.
Transfer deadline day live.
Hello and welcome to Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre. I'm Scott Mills. You join us as tension builds on one of the most important days in the relationship calendar. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. Today is the last day to put in a transfer request before the festive period. There's just 2 hours to go before the deadline, and here on Radio 1, we're bringing you comprehensive coverage of the nervous countdown to 3 o'clock. Britain, it's time to dump the dead wood and prepare for a stress-free Christmas.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Mills.
And I'm Chris Stark.
And we are live from Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre, bringing you all the latest as Britain offloads its excess baggage in preparation for Christmas.
It's going to be a huge 2 hours, but by the end of it, you will know where you stand.
It's too cruel to dump over Christmas, so get it done today.
I'm Radio Funny Woman Alice Levine, and I'm in the hub, trawling Twitter and your texts. Stick with me for breaking news on all the breakups and downs.
Tweet on hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. Text us on 81199. We've got reporters across the country, satellite links to all the important locations.
And I'm Ollie Mers on the Love Copter, keeping you guys up to date from way up high.
Thanks, Ollie. I can't believe in a helicopter. I'm Cammy, Chris Kamara. Football pundit and presenter these days, but I used to play football. That's why I'm reporting on all the showbiz relationship dramas as the deadline approaches. It's sure to be unbelievable, Jeff.
I'm not Jeff Stelling, but I am TV's Jeff Brazier. After my success roaming the streets last year, I've been made Deadline Day analyst. If you've got a stats, I'm sure to be straddling it.
Thanks, Jeff. Now, when I think drama, I think Chelsea. Ollie is there for us.
Hi, I'm Ollie Locke, and I'm going to be roaming the streets of Chelsea, getting all the gossip from the delicatessens, boulangeries, and brand name and non-specific coffee shops of West London. It's going to be totes emosh.
Totes emosh.
If you're still in a relationship by 3 p.m. today, you must remain with your partner till 3 p.m. on the 5th of January 2015. It's decision time.
But Scott, how will we know when our time is up?
G'day, I'm Luke Hemmings.
G'day, I'm Ashton Irwin.
And I'm Callum Hood.
And together we're international newsreaders 5 seconds of summer. As the clock strikes 3, we'll be ringing this massive gong.
Gong it, bruh.
Not yet.
Thanks, boys. Will Britain be saved from a Christmas of heartache? This is the only place to find out.
Transfer deadline day. With Scott Mills.
So our first update of this afternoon, and in the hub, reporting on all your news, is Alice Levine. Alice!
Scott, thanks a lot. There's a lot of interesting gameplay going on both Twitter and on text messages. Jack from Norwich has closed business for this transfer window, and he's staying with his girlfriend, Rebecca. She's safe. The tension of transfer deadline day is truly palpable over Hendon in particular. Even the pigeons look nervous. That's from David. He's on the ground for us. Scott, I think I'm safe, says Luke in Bedford. It's my birthday today, and my girlfriend gave me tickets for Ed Sheeran for next July. Well, nobody knows they're safe, Luke, until 3 p.m. Scott.
We thought we'd get expert football reporter Chris Kamara to stay across all the celebrity gossip today. Who have you got your eye on, Cammy?
I'm keeping my eye on a key player, and that key player is Gav. Gav from Geordie Shore.
Yes, I understand that he is definitely a player. What are you saying about him?
He's been linked with a new girlfriend after ending things with Charlotte Crosby.
Interesting, but will he still be in a relationship at 3 p.m. today? Find out here first. Thanks, Cammy.
Thanks, Scott.
Now over to our eye in the sky over the UK, keeping a close look at the breakups from above. It's Ollie Mers in the Love Copter. Ollie, where are you?
Mate, I'm over Bradford at the minute.
What can you see?
I can't see anything. I just see clouds. It's nothing.
Okay, back to you soon, Ollie. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll be back in a bit.
Luke Hemmings, Ashton Irwin and Callum Hood. What's the atmosphere like in the gong room?
Oh, gosh, distortion. I'm talking too loud. It's yeah. windy. Welt of wind.
Oh!
Blowing a gale.
Lost the balance.
It's tense in here.
It's unicorns.
Now, for people listening, the boys are next to a massive gong right now, and when the clock strikes 3 p.m, they will bring to a close the frantic proceedings. Now, let me ask you, boys, before we hit the gong later on, are you all in relationships at the moment?
No,
we are not.
Negative.
Have any of you been dumped near Christmas or done the dumpings?
On Christmas Day, actually.
Really?
No.
Oh,
that's brutal. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I don't think I have, no.
But let's be honest, someone out there has done that.
I know, and that's those people, I don't know, evil.
Sad.
Is it bad that... Oh, I can't call myself the dumper because that sounds like I have a bowel issue. But I'm not sure.
I'm the dumpy.
I'm the dumpy.
Have you been the dumper, Ashton?
I've been the dumper.
They call him the dumper.
They call me the dumper down at the plant.
Yes, they do.
And what happened there, please?
I don't know. I just wasn't... I did the dumping. I just wasn't...
just wasn't feeling it.
Wasn't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't like my band either, so, you know, kind of that.
And in Michael's absence, do you want to tell us anything about his relationships?
He does dump. He's the dumper.
He
dumps often. Dumper, he's a dump.
Mm.
He dumps.
A dump.
You're all dumpers.
Apparently. I mean, I think Callum's... He's a dumpy.
No.
Dumpy, yeah, that's the phrase.
Dumpy.
Yeah, I'm usually the dumpy.
You've been dumped on.
There are people that are about to be made single, potentially, at 3 p.m. on this relationship transfer deadline day, and not after. So let's try and find something positive to say. You're a beautiful person.
Yep, that's spot on. You're probably wearing nice pants.
Yeah.
Smell nice.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
I think.
You make more of an effort when you're single, don't you? Generally.
Yes.
I think so. At life or?
Just with life or?
Well, generally. Yeah.
It's made just more general, of an effort
generally
in general.
More effort.
Thanks, boys. Back to you later. Just in from Neil in Basingstoke. He says it's going to be a tense last few hours for him today on transfer deadline day. Obviously, 3 o'clock is the deadline. His girlfriend, Rowena, has been threatening to leave him for our eye in the sky, Ollie Murs. We'll keep you updated.
That would not be good, Mills.
No, not at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
Here's Zane Lowe with the terms and conditions.
No one should end a relationship on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Breakup should only be brought forward to 10th of December if you are already planning for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
However, if it has been bad news for you today, the surgery tonight at 9 o'clock with Aled on Radio 1 has a relationship special. That will be well worth a listen. Chris, what have you got?
Scott, Paul in Birmingham has spotted Peter Odemwingie at a service station on the M40 stocking up on pasties. Looks like he's setting up for a big drive.
Thanks, Chris. Over in the hub, Alice Levine. Alice.
Scott. Currently a free agent, Ryan's going for a medical in Nottingham. He's going to keep us updated. Now, Jamie's been on. My girlfriend has lost her charm bracelet and is taking it out on me. The relationship is becoming very rocky just before the transfer deadline day. Rash decisions aren't what today's about, though, is it? No. Making a transfer is a very big thing, Jamie. Take it very seriously. Hi, Scott. I'm sticking with my expensive summer signing. Still have faith I sign the right one. From Christian, off of Sheffield. Scott.
Alice, our man on the streets on the posher end of town in Chelsea. Looking after things for us is Ollie Locke. Ollie!
Scott, we're wrapped up round. We feel like Bridget Jones running around Chelsea, taking out breakups, talking breakups. We spoke to the main Chelsea crew earlier and everyone is on red alert and Spencer's on 24-hour video surveillance. Everyone outside of Boulangerie, where the window displays are featuring Stacey of the Cupcakes or Breakup Brioche, back to the studio.
And now let's cross over to one of our listeners who has a transfer deadline day question. Hello, B.
Hi. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. So you're at university in London?
Yes.
So, B, what's your story?
So I've been sort of dating this guy for the past couple of months and... You know how it is in London, it's kind of nobody wants to, everyone wants to kind of play it cool. So kind of been going on dates, but didn't really know where it was going.
How many dates have you been on with this person?
Six.
Okay.
That's quite a lot of dates, B.
Yes, it is, indeed.
Would you say your boyfriend and girlfriend?
I think that I would now say maybe not there, but confirmed as seeing each other.
Seeing them, yes, yeah. Yes. So you are seeing each other.
Yeah.
And you kind of like him, right?
Yes.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that, you know, it's Christmas coming up and you don't know where it's going, so you're kind of in that weird, like, dating stage where you haven't confirmed anything.
Are you worried you're going to be dumped?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, that sounded brutal.
A bit aggressive.
Sorry.
Right.
Just trying to do the voice.
I know, I know.
It makes it more exciting.
I get it, I get it. When was the last time you heard from this boy?
Yesterday.
And you're worried that maybe the next time you'll hear from him is before 3 o'clock this afternoon and maybe it'll all be over?
Yes. Very worried.
So you're after some reassurance now, B?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely needed.
Is he aware of the 3 p.m. deadline?
I think so, yes.
Do you think it's worth sending a text?
Yeah, I think you might need a reminder.
Right.
Do you want a whoosh? Because it sounds like you need a whoosh.
Have a word.
Right. Well, B, we need to get this confirmed for you by the transfer deadline day cut-off point, which is 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Send him a text right now.
Yeah, okay.
B, we're going to tell you what to write on the text to your person that you're seeing, nearly said boyfriend.
Okay, yeah.
Not boyfriend, seeing.
Not boyfriend, seeing.
Chris.
Hello.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
No, yeah, you're typing this.
Yes.
No, this isn't.
This is what you put.
Oh, right, okay.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Don't cause more drama.
Sorry, Chris.
He doesn't want to be transferred.
That was not me putting my hat in the ring.
Yes?
Hello, gorgeous. Yes. Yes.
Wait, are you saying this?
I am. Yeah.
No, you're writing this down, ready to text it in a bit.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad we're clear.
Right?
Yes.
Ready?
Okay.
Give me
yeah,
a whoosh.
Ready.
We'll start again. Hello, gorgeous. I am keen.
Yeah.
To offer you a contract extension.
Yeah.
To the new year.
Okay.
Can discuss terms.
Okay.
And conditions. Accept? Question mark.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So send that now, and we'll catch up with you before 3 p.m. to see if you're still on.
All right.
Thanks, B.
Thanks, Scott.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
And now back to Chris Kamara, who's keeping across all the showbiz relationships today. Cammy, are you there?
Of course I am.
Okay, starting with reality TV, let's go to Essex. I expect the Towie lot will be very busy this afternoon.
Oh, they certainly will.
Okay, tell me, first of all, what have you heard about Diags and Fran?
Well, you know Diags, he's a player, of course. Fran's a bit of a keeper, you'd have to say.
So you think that one's looking good?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
And Fran doesn't need to worry?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's a player, but he always goes home.
And what about Charlie Sims and Fern McCann?
Key player on the Essex scene, but I think these two are solid, solid as a rock.
And tell me about pregnant Jacqueline Josser and Dan Osborne.
Rumour has it that they've split up, but I can tell you now, this is an exclusive, they haven't.
So they're still together?
Yes, they are indeed.
Because I know it was all over the media last week that they weren't, and that maybe they were living separate lives.
No, no, as I've just told you, what an exclusive. They are back together.
Neither of them are looking for a move away.
No, they're staying together.
And what about Towie's Georgia and Tommy?
Who?
I know. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
It's Relationship Transfer Deadline Day here on BBC Radio 1. Our eye in the sky with a bird's eye view of the dumpings is Ollie Murs in the Lovecopter. Ollie, where are you flying over now?
I'm in Essex.
Okay, the Lovecopter's over Essex.
Yeah.
What can you see?
Well, I can see Essex, can't I, you idiot?
Okay, back to you soon. Thanks,
okay,
Ollie.
Bye.
Meanwhile, our stat man crunching the numbers. data analyst and TV's Jeff Brazier.
Well, there, yes, I spoke to a florist earlier and they said sales of roses have gone through the roof. In fact, they've only got a couple of blooms left and, to quote, we're overwhelmed by the rush.
So we're seeing a lot of flowers being sold. What else have you got?
Well, at the other end of the spectrum, ready meals have also seen a spike in sales. A source at a leading supermarket who, by the way, wants to remain nameless, told me their chicken tikka masala for one is literally flying off the shelves there. Tubs of ice cream, etc., etc.
Thanks, Jeff. We've even got 5 seconds of summer in the official timekeeping room. Hi, guys.
There's G'day. So many clocks. There's a lot of gongs out here to choose from, but I know which one I'm going to gong.
Thanks, guys. In the hub, Alice Levine. Alice!
Scott, now Tom in Southend, a key player, has been on. He's decided to sign someone on a long-term deal. No release clause there. This follows a very successful summer loan deal and season. Harry from Scunthorpe, willing to let her go on a short-term loan until January. That's his girlfriend, of course. That is subject to conditions, I must stress that. Scott, I've been dumped via text by my girlfriend of 5 years. I thought I'd survive today. That's Ben in Liverpool. Many casualties today on transfer deadline day. The deadline obviously coming up at 3 p.m. Scott.
Chris. Scott, a quick update on the Odemwingie situation I was talking about earlier. Peter Odemwingie's just arrived at a BBC car park looking to push through a last-minute move. Unbelievable scenes here at the BBC.
We have a crack team of reporters, as you can hear, all over the UK. And the deadline is 1 hour and 5 minutes away. Some of the music really touching some people today as the deadline draws nearer. Oh. Chris.
Scott, that song was deep.
Yeah, I know.
We're hearing from phone companies that there's been a surge of calls and texts to relevant partners trying to establish their relationship status. Scott, the phones are in meltdown.
I know.
We're also hearing some of our reporters around the UK are having difficulty reporting back to us with people mobbing them, brandishing adult toys. Just causing a scene and a nuisance.
Great. And now, over to the hub. Alice Levine, Alice.
Scott, moves and deals are causing drama across the country. Paul and Leyland's been on, just emailed the wife a new contract for next year. The terms seem great and wages are yet to be discussed, but all looks good for 3 p.m. Thanks, Paul. Hello, Scott. Is it fair to say that you're doing the transfer deadline day on Bombaleo Wednesday? That's Martin in Peterborough. Martin, I have to say that Christmas is approaching. We've got to get this done. I've just become a free transfer. If anyone's looking to snap me up before the window closes, that's Jack McCaskill, a casualty, I presume, Scott.
Thanks, Alice.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills in Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre. And tension now building on one of the most important days in the relationship calendar. It is not nice to dump someone over Christmas, so today is the last day to put in that transfer request before the festive period. We now have just 45 minutes to go before the deadline. And on Radio 1, we're bringing you comprehensive coverage of the nervous countdown to 3 o'clock as Britain offloads its excess baggage in preparation for Christmas. Our man looking after the designer end of the relationship breakups today in the boulangeries and delicatessens of Chelsea, it's Ollie Locke. Ollie!
Scott, there are gilets everywhere. Girls fast-paced walking with their phones on silent, ignoring any incoming messages. Also, earlier today, we spotted a middle-aged man walking his and hers pugs wearing matching tweed jackets. He's walked past again, and the jackets have gone. There was moisture in his eyes. Could have been the wind. Could have been the breakup. Who knows? Back to the studio.
Also, our man looking after the showbiz relationships with his eye on it, Chris Kamara. So, Cammy, you're keeping an eye on all celebrity relationships and whether they'll still be on by 3 p.m. today. Let's start somewhere very close to my heart, the Strictly Come Dancing studio.
That's a dangerous place to be for someone in a relationship this time of year.
Yes, I know. So, let's talk about Rachel Riley and Pasha Kovalev. Are they still looking strong?
Well, it's a final countdown for them two.
Wow.
Not the last time I saw them. They looked very happy together.
Not too sure. That one might not run its course.
Are you sure about this, Cammy? I mean, you do get some things wrong.
Only occasionally.
tell me about dancers Kevin Clifton and Karen Hauer. Kevin is dancing with Frankie from the Saturdays in the competition, and Karen is dancing with Mark Wright. They're a couple. But Kevin has been dancing on the show with Frankie Bridge off the Saturdays. So, any movement there?
Yes, Scott. Despite Kevin's close proximity to Frankie, I can tell you that Kevin and Karen are going strong.
So, no movement there at all, Chris?
No movement there at all, Scott.
Cammy, no other interest from any other people looking to take either of them away?
No. The only shoulders that are getting dropped is in the programme.
And finally, any chance of romance between Bargain Hunt's Tim Wanacott and his dancer, Australian Natalie Lowe?
You've got to be joking.
That's what I thought. Thanks, Cammy.
Thanks, Scott.
Meanwhile, our stat man is TV's Jeff Brazier. Now, Jeff, earlier you were telling us about the spike in ready meal sales for one. What about personalised goods?
Well, absolutely, personalised goods indeed. Many shops are seeing a surge of customers hoping to return printed his and hers mugs, personalised cushion covers and Together Forever T-shirts. I'm yet to have this confirmed, but a lady who works in the area estimated this morning's activity might have cost $1 billion in returned items alone.
So the personalised cushion covers and also the Together Forever T-shirts, people hoping to return those.
Absolutely, Scott, you heard it first from me.
And Jeff, would this be a transfer deadline day record?
Well, $1 billion, yes, it's certainly heading that way.
Also, Jeff, tell me about cinemas. I know a lot of people will be going to see films, maybe together, maybe now on their own. What are the cinemas saying?
Yes, there have been some ticket sales for individuals, yes. People are going to cinemas on their own and booking. That's what reason we do not know as of yet.
And Jeff, any films in particular?
I can tell you that a screening of Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger has sold out. Maybe it's people getting into the Christmas spirit, assuming it's going to be good news today. But is that complacency in the Midlands? Meanwhile, over in Newcastle, tonight's screening of Love Actually is getting tickets returned. Could this be a sign of heartache in the northeast?
Jeff, keep us up to date. Thank you, TV's Jeff Brazier. 5 seconds of summer today are in our gong room on transfer deadline day, ready to bang the gong at 3 p.m. when the deadline shuts. Now, Ashton, I hear that you do an excellent Australian commentator voice.
I mean, it's all right. What would you like? What type of sport are we playing?
What should we do?
Badminton.
If you want.
Good evening and welcome back to the badminton at 7 p.m. and we have Darren Lockyer playing. He's actually a football player, but today he'll be playing the shuttle of the cock.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's going good down here.
Yeah, mate.
Cutting to Luke in the newsroom. How's the energy down there today, mate?
It's windy down here, mate.
Thank you, Luke. That'll do. Moving on, back to Scott Mills.
Thank you. That's amazing. We should have booked them as the commentators for it.
Mm.
Oh. Thanks, boys.
Transfer deadline day with Scott Mills. That feeling is the best thing, the best thing, all right.
This is BBC Radio 1 at the moment. The artist we just played is in the Love Copter over the UK, looking out for those breakups before 3 p.m. That is Ollie Murs. We'll speak to him again soon in the Love Copter. And his track there with Demi Lovato, Arp. It's 2:23. I'm Scott Mills. Keep your texts coming in to 81199. Tweet to @BBCR1 and let us know what's happening in your relationship. Do you think you're safe? Are you going to survive till 3 p.m? Over to you, Chris.
Scott, it's getting very exciting now, isn't it? Update on the Odd and Wangy situation. Spotted with a panicky look on his face, doing a U-turn, heading back down the M40. Don't know what's going on there, Mills. I'll keep you updated. Also, tweet just in, Rachel Riley. She says, pipe down Cammy. Scott Mills, Chris Dart, I've already bought his Christmas present and everything. No transfers here. Tongue sticking out smiley there.
Thanks, Rachel, for confirming that. I'm glad we've been able to confirm that to the nation.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Also, one extra's Adele Roberts has been on, saying that she's enjoying it this afternoon and hoping, praying that she gets an extension. In the hub, it's TV and radios. Alice Levine, Alice.
Scott, transfer deadline day here is really hotting up. Mick from Birmingham looking for a new contract. He would even accept non-league. It's got that desperate. Hi, guys. I've just bagged another 12-month deal with my current wife, Claire. That there is a 14-day calling off period and it is subject to the relevant terms and conditions. Please always read the small print. Jack from Southport is willing to make an offer to Nikita, a new long-term contract, even though she's had a recent dip in form. And finally, after a turbulent 12 months, I can confirm that we're playing for keeps. That's Big Al, the bailiff, Scott.
Thanks, Alice. And now over to one of our listeners, Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hiya, Scott.
What's your story?
Well, I thought because my birthday falls just before relationship transfer deadline, I could use that to my advantage and wait and see what I'd got from my girlfriend before I made my decision.
Oh, jeez.
That's a morally grey, I know.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, just that if she hadn't put in the effort, then I could make my decision before it was morally wrong to
So is your birthday today, Craig?
It is, yeah.
Gotcha.
How long have you been seeing this girl?
About 3.5 years.
That's Craig, quite a long time,
is
Craig.
Is this a good idea, what you're doing right now?
Probably not. But she hasn't let me down in the past, so I think she should feel safe.
Have you opened the present yet?
Not yet, but I'm anticipating it.
So it's everything to play for.
Absolutely.
Craig, you can't decide on the future of your relationship because of one birthday present. Have there been any other problems?
Well, she did take me out for dinner last night and she made me swap half of my pizza for hers because she bought a spicy one. So that's counting against her.
Again, that's not really a reason to dump someone, Craig.
No. Anything more serious than spicy pizza problems?
No, I reckon I could give her the benefit of the doubt.
Right, you sound like a real catch.
Thanks.
Craig, are you morally bankrupt?
I think that's probably the case.
Yes. Craig, we're going to speak to you again before 3 o'clock, before you make your decision when the window shuts, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Next time we speak to you, though, can you have the unopened present ready there so you can open it and we can get your reaction?
Absolutely.
Craig, are you serious that you are going to dump over something as menial as this?
I'll use it as a decision-making aid. It won't be the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a good idea or a nice thing to do particularly.
But it was in your head before. It's nothing to do with us. Can we distance ourselves?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Take the fall.
You take it, not us. I don't want to be responsible for this. Is that clear, Craig?
I know, Mills. Sorry to what, snap out the sports presenter thing, but it does seem a bit of a weird thing to do.
I know.
Also, isn't it really bad to open your birthday present, like, ahead of... Because surely she wants to give him the present.
She's already given him the present. He's just got to open it. He hasn't opened it yet.
Right, OK.
Also, he's still on the line. He can hear everything we're saying.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes, Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
Scott.
Sorry about that. It was like you weren't there then. Anyway, Craig, we'll speak to you before 3, and then you can make your decision.
Great stuff.
This is absolutely nothing to do with us.
I'm not sure this is going to be a popular move, this one, Craig.
I don't think... you're probably going to get some haters, Craig, just to let you know.
I can handle it.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Scott.
Speak to you before 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
From the Deadline Centre, I'm Scott Mills. This is Radio 1's Transfer Deadline Day. Many people leaving it late to get a better deal. Remember, it's 3 o'clock when the window closes. Many people are accepting partners on loan over the festive period, and many people extending their current contract. Looking over all of your relationship latest on Twitter, on text, on Facebook, live in the hub, is Radio 1's Alice Levine. Alice!
Scott, Tom in Hardbourne's been on, looking for a tall blonde on an emergency loan deal for one match only. Non-smoker preferred on that one. Martin from Brighton is not getting...
Wow. Indeed. Crack on, Alice.
Martin from Brighton. Scott. Martin from Brighton is not getting a lot of first team action, so he's considering a move. More to follow. Also, there's been some sightseeing. Scott.
Keep it together, please. Come on.
Come on,
Alice. Ian Weston has seen some awkward crying embraces on the Western Supermare front. I think he may have done the deed, and to be honest, I don't blame him. Scott, back to you in the studio.
Thanks. Chris, anything to add?
Not
okay,
much.
Okay, good. Okay, keeping an eye on the showbiz world is Chris Kamara. Now, Cammy, what can you tell me about Kate Hudson and Matt Bellamy off of Muse?
Well, they split up. It's going to be a lonely, lonely Christmas for those two.
They're off, are they?
They're finished.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, there you are, Scott. More news I've given you.
Cammy, any news on Nicole Scherzinger and Lewis Hamilton's romance?
Well, after that recent win of his and when she kissed his helmet, there's nothing wrong with them two at all. And he certainly put his foot down.
And what about Ellie Goulding and Dougie off of McBusted?
Well, they've been spending a lot of time together, but I think this time around, Ellie thinks she's found the one.
Oh, that's good news.
That's great news, isn't it?
Yeah, they seem pretty solid.
Yeah, you think they'll be solid by 3 p.m?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. That one is nailed in stone.
And what can you tell me about Ariana Grande and Big Sean's relationship?
I think that one's got a lot of work to do.
So it could be dodgy by 3 o'clock, do you think?
Could be dodgy by 3 o'clock. I'll give you some more news later.
She's quite in demand, isn't she?
Very demanding.
No, in demand,
Cammy.
She's certainly in demand.
And what are you thinking about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Who?
Doesn't know.
Well, Cammy.
No idea. Thanks, Cammy.
Thanks, Scott.
Meanwhile, keeping an eye on things from above, with a bird's eye view of the latest on relationships, is Ollie Murs in the Radio 1 Love Copter. Ollie, where are you now?
From what I can see, I think I'm over the channel.
Right,
I'm
so
sure
no.
This guy's taking me, but I'm on the channel at the minute.
No couple splitting up there then, because
no,
it's sea.
No one on boats running away, no.
Okay, thanks, Ollie. Back to you soon.
Okay, mate.
The deadline is approaching. We have less than 20 minutes here on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Here are the terms and conditions from Zane Lowe.
No one should end a relationship on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Dark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Breakups should only be brought forward to 10th of December if you are already planning for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
And if today hasn't gone well for you relationship-wise, remember the surgery with Aled tonight, picking up the pieces from 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Earlier we spoke to Bea. Hi, Bea.
Hi, Scott.
Now, Bea wasn't quite sure if she's still on with the person she is currently seeing. They've had 6 dates, and she wants an answer to see if she can extend the contract with him beyond 3 p.m. today, when the relationship transfer deadline window shuts. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, to confirm this, we asked you to send a text earlier to the person you're seeing. If you could read that back to us now.
Yes, I said, "Hello, gorgeous. I'm keen to offer you a contract extension to the new year. Can discuss terms and conditions later. Do you accept?"
So that was in the last hour we got you to send that?
Yeah, it was. It was a tense hour waiting.
Any movement on that, B?
Well, yeah, I got a reply, actually. And she wants to come and see me. So don't know how that's going to go.
The thing is, B, that's not necessarily good news, is it?
No, I know. It's a bit worrying.
Were there any kisses on the text?
There was one kiss.
Did he say what time he was coming over, and was it before 3 p.m?
It is. It's before 3 p.m.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Has he far to travel?
It's about an hour.
Is he in a helicopter?
No, unfortunately not. It's public transport.
So he's on his way to you right now?
Yes, right now.
Okay. So, B, do you think it's going to be good or bad news?
Well, I'm genuinely worried that, you know, it's coming up to Christmas and he might call it off and I might get dumped. So there is a real worry there.
And he's asked to see you before 3, which could mean something bad.
Yeah, it could do.
Has it been awkward between you over the last 24 hours?
Well, I haven't got lots of texts from him. So
it's hanging in the balance.
Is he using the pet name that he uses for you?
No, we haven't got to that stage yet.
Oh. Only 6 dates, Chris.
Sorry.
Too early for a pet name. B, keep us up to date on this breaking story.
I will do.
We'll speak to you before 3.
I'll speak to you before 3.
And hopefully he's there.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
B. Good luck.
Thanks.
One hour, 45 minutes, and it's really starting to hurt my voice doing this all the time. How about you, Alice?
No, I quite enjoy it, Scott.
Chris.
It's very intense, Scott.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
13 minutes to go now, and then the window closes. Listen out for 5 seconds of summer in the gong room, banging the gong to tell you that the window has shut. And then you have to stick with them for the entire festive period. OK, let's get an update from Chris, who is opposite me. Chris!
Scott, things are changing all the time here. Reports that Louis in Manchester is looking to Monaco for talent. He's happy with his current lineup, but if the right move can be made, he's prepared to do so. But there's not long now, Scott.
Really not long at all.
Sarah in Cheltenham, housemate listening to Lana Del Doom. Could be a bad sign.
Oh, that's a really bad sign, like generally.
Mm.
Thanks, Chris. Keeping an eye on things from up above. In the Love Copter is Ollie Mers. Where are you now, please?
Well, from what I can see, I'm over the channel.
Right,
I'm
so
sure
no.
This guy's taking me, but I'm on the channel at the minute.
No couple splitting up there then, because
no,
it's sea.
No one on boats running away, no.
Okay, thanks, Ollie. Back to you soon.
Okay, mate.
And Jeff Brazier is our stat man today, crunching the numbers. Jeff, what have you got?
Well there, Scott, I've just got a hold of some sales figures for underwear from three major clothing retailers, and I think the stats surely speak for themselves.
What have you got?
Less is more in the northwest of England, where thongs and g-strings are 18% more popular than the national average. In the east, shoppers in the east of England are buying in bulk. Three packs of white briefs are a bestseller, with sales up by 15% this morning. And in the south, men in particular are going for skimpier numbers, with the sale of novelty reindeer pants are up 36%.
Jeff, thanks. And now let's go back over to Bedford and our listener Craig, who we spoke to in the last hour. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you were basing your whole 3.5-year relationship on one birthday present which you've yet to open from your girlfriend.
That's right.
And you said to us, if the present's bad, you're going to use this as a chance to end the relationship before 3 p.m.
That's the one.
I'm not going to lie, Craig, it's not a popular move, this one.
Is it not?
You've made no new friends, Craig. Okay, Craig, do you have the present there with you now, unopened, from your girlfriend?
I do. I have it.
Before you do this, Craig, here's Zane Lowe with the terms and conditions.
No one should end a relationship on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Breakups should only be brought forward to 10th of December if you are already planning for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
Craig.
Scott.
It's the moment of truth.
Scott.
Please open the present that your girlfriend got you for your birthday. All right, love. Don't milk it.
All right, Scott.
What is the present?
It is the jacket that I heavily hinted that I wanted 2 weeks ago.
I can't tell if this is good news or not, Craig. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that she's a keeper for Christmas.
Craig, that is incredible news.
Are you glad to hear it?
Yes, for your sake, really.
I hope she doesn't hear this.
That's the thing, I'm kind of thinking about her slightly more.
Yeah, maybe I should.
And Craig, you are aware that this does broadcast to the UK and the whole world on the internet?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
well done there.
Are you going to wrap the present back up?
I wouldn't be able to do it to the standard she did, so she'll know that I've opened it.
Well, it's good to know that you're saving your relationship in time for Christmas.
I think.
I'm not sure how I feel, Chris. You?
Scott, I'm not going to lie. I feel weird about
this
one.
Same. Thanks, Craig.
Cheers, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's go back to the Love Copter, flying high over the UK, looking at the relationships with Ollie Mers. Ollie, where are you now? I'm really confused. You've been all over the shop.
I'm in Glasgow.
Okay.
I can see the sign.
What else can you see? Can you see any couples splitting up there?
Yeah, I can see it. It's a war going on up here. Females versus males everywhere. It's a clash. It's that Braveheart all over again.
Thanks, Ollie.
Okay.
Ollie, you can't actually see anything, can you?
No, I just made it up.
Okay, back to you soon. Thanks, Ollie. And now breaking news, let's go over to Chris Kamara, who's looking across all the showbiz relationships here on Transfer Deadline Day. Chris, I understand you've got an exclusive for us.
Yes, I have. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow have split up.
Me? That was ages ago, Chris.
It was months ago, Cammy.
Oh, sorry. I must have missed that one, Scott.
Definitely missed that one. Thanks, Cammy. Again, we're heading over to the official timekeepers for Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. 5 seconds of summer. Hi, guys.
G'day. We're counting down still out here in the field.
It's not long to go now until 3 p.m.
Not long to go now, Scotty.
Any final words of support for people who may be experiencing a breakup pretty soon?
The edge approaches certain doom at 3 p.m.
Are you ready with the gong?
I'm ready with the gong. The gong is prepared.
We got the gong smasher.
Have you rung a massive gong before in your life?
Oh, yeah. Only three times.
Few gongs.
Sometimes.
Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
2 minutes remaining.
It's crunch time.
The business end of deadline day.
5 seconds of summer are in the gong room. Now, guys, we know what you're like, so if you're ready, maybe we should have a little practice of the countdown now, if we can.
Ten.
From... ten. Let's do it from ten. Ten.
Okay. Are we? Are we starting now?
It's so nasal.
Go.
One. No. Ten.
Ten. Backwards from ten.
Ten. Seven.
Right, okay, we're running out of time, so we will leave them practicing and just hope they nail it. Alice, any updates from you, please?
Thank you, Scott. A few last updates. I can't believe you've managed to drag this out for nearly 2 hours. It was fun to begin with. Please stop. Although I do want to know if that girl's boyfriend has dumped her. That's from Lisa. Cheers, Lisa. Thanks for that.
We've even had some faxes coming in.
This fax has just come in from Dave. A well-dressed man with two coffees is seen running down the road. Could it be a last-minute transfer on the cards?
Thanks, Alice. Anything from you, Chris?
Disruption and very slow-moving traffic on the M60 around Manchester at the moment. Could cause problems.
Thank you. Ollie Locke is in Chelsea for us. Ollie, has anyone eaten the breakup brioche yet?
Yeah, not quite. We're saving that for later. But, Scott, we've just seen a gaggle of hysterical girls I assumed had seen me bulk buying what I thought was pistachio ice cream, although our sources tell us it was pomegranate swirl. It's so far speculation, but we think it's for a girls' night in, preparing themselves for the very worst.
Thank you very much, Ollie Locke. Okay, so we've got 20 seconds till the deadline, 20 seconds till the gong.
Wow.
So this is it. If you're in a relationship, you are moments from safety and a relaxing Christmas. If you're thinking of dumping someone, this is the very last moment.
Five, four, three, two, one. Gong.
That's it. Incredible day. Alice, how have you found your first relationship transfer deadline day?
It's been tense, but I really feel like we've been providing a service that was really needed. People are so relaxed now that it's turned 3 p.m. Scott.
Chris, how are you feeling?
Oh, we're in the safe zone now, Scott. People will be very happy around the UK. I'm glad we did this.
And Ollie Locke, our man in Chelsea, how has today been for you? Oh, he's gone. Time is money, loves.
He was paid till three.
This has been Transfer Relationship Deadline Day on BBC Radio 1. Thank you very much for listening. It's been fantastic. Earlier we spoke to B. She wasn't sure if she's still on with the person she's currently seeing. They've had 6 dates. We got her to send a text to him to see if it's still on before the window shuts on relationship transfer deadline day at 3 p.m.
Scott, last we heard, her boyfriend was travelling fast to go see her.
Hello, B.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, tell me the latest.
So the latest is he made it across London and we're still on.
Still on?
Yes.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Incredible news.
How did you make it up so quickly?
Sorry?
You know.
You know?
No, we don't, but tell us.
We just had a chat and it's still on and he was just trying to play it cool, but, you know, he wants to keep going, see where it goes.
So. Was it just a chat?
Yeah.
It was an intense chat.
intense chat, exactly. Good.
Did you get off with him?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Thanks, B.
Bye.
So that is it. If nobody has called you, if no one's come round, or if you haven't got a text, you are safe on the most important day in the relationship calendar. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. Congratulations if you survived. I think we all need this.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Mills.
Almost forgotten about this. Bumble Wednesday, of course. Come on.
Yes?
Come on.
Fresh and clean.
I will crush you.
Whoa, this is too much excitement for one day. Big Al the bailiff is bumbling his actual baubles off.
Jen in Edinburgh painting along to this. Sorry. Sorry.
Bumbling with my steering wheel off in the car. Matt in Dunstable. Hi there.
That's a local one for you here. Mills, Karen delivering Christmas in Eastleigh.
Brat. Irish Phil's been on. Bumbleo is not off. Copyright Gaz.
Shout out Kyle as well in the Brecon Beacons.
Yes, and Jack off of Fakenham.
Bumbleo.
Midway through the week. And Christmas very soon. Yes. Oh, I've missed Bumble Air Wednesday, says Shauna on the text. Yay, I survived transfer deadline day, says Sarah. Great way to celebrate my contract extension is Bumble Air. Yes?
Bumble Air.
Dr. Rada's been on.
Oh, yeah.
She's just talking about the surgery tonight with relationship stuff at 9 o'clock. Not bumbling her not off.
Flappy bit.
Flappy bit.
Shout to Johnny the stonemason. What a job bumbling his chisels off.
Good morning. Dean in Bristol says this is just what I need. Bumbling my way to my next job after a stressful deadline day.
No Gaz in Kent as yet, Scott. No Gaz in Kent yet. I'm concerned
about
this.
Doing the deadline voice.
Sorry.
Lou in Dudley. James, somewhere in Scotland. In his van, nearly got blown over by the wind. And Karen delivering Christmas presents. Good morning.
I'll see you.
Blazing. See.
We're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1, including Strictly Come Bingo with actual Max Branning. Jake Wood is on the show at 1:45, getting wet.